and another thing. We're here on the first day of COP29. There's only been one significant event, as far as I can tell, and though we did line up for it, we got into a huge lineup, we were in it for a long time, and then they closed the event before we got there. Though somebody told me it's mostly for the parties, which is to say, the government delegations. Nevertheless, there are an enormous number of journalists who are here working, as you can see, and this isn't even the media center, this is the overflow from the media center. The actual media center is over there. There are an enormous number of people, so many that to get a plug, you practically have to poison somebody's coffee. And at the same time, and this to me is a critical aspect of what goes on at these conferences and what makes them so problematic, that I already got a notification, and this is from a nominally conservative newspaper, that starts out, "World leaders and policymakers are gathering in Azerbaijan for COP29, where they will try to thrash out a global agreement on climate financing for poorer countries. The UN conference is being held as 2024 looks on track to be the world's warmest year on record and as the economic cost of extreme weather events continues to grow." So, if you are sent to cover this event, and that's the conservative paper slant before it even starts on what the story has got to be, you can't come back and say, guess what? They didn't get anything done, really. They just mouthed a lot of platitudes. Nor can you say, you know what? It turned out the problem wasn't that bad. And that's why, no matter what really happens here, even if it's just events you can't get into where someone reads a speech they distributed ahead of time that contains exactly the cliches you'd expect whether or not you've been given the advance text, they will report that it was historic. They have to. It's why they're here.